Numbers and claims are flying furiously in the GOP debate, so let's run them by the nonpartisan nonprofit factcheck.org at the Annenberg Center in Philadelphia. Eugene Kiley, you and your team were up all night going over the claims, and sure enough, you found some of the top 10 candidates were twisting some facts. You want to start with Marco Rubio?
Over 40% of small and mid-sized banks that loan money to small businesses have been wiped out over the since Dodd-Frank has passed.
In fact, when we looked at the numbers, it was only 16%, which was less than half what he said. But also, it was continuing what has been happening, a long-term trend of big banks swallowing up the smaller banks.
Okay, Jeb Bush talking about his time as governor in Florida.
I cut taxes every year, totaling $19 billion.
It wasn't $19 billion because what he was doing was including some taxes that were cut as a result of federal laws. So the number is probably closer to $13 billion.
While we're talking about a few billion dollars between friends, there was Donald Trump saying his net worth is $10 billion. Is that true?
We don't know, honestly. But what we do know is that there are other outside estimates that have put that figure much lower than what it is. The other numbers that we saw were $4 billion and $2.8 billion.
And before we leave Trump alone?
You know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand. A lot of money.
Fact check that?
We did not, but PolitiFact, another fact-checking organization, did look at that and said there were two people on that stage who had received money from Donald Trump.
Right, Scott Walker and Jeb Bush. So it's not most, it's two of the nine who were on the stage with him. Marco Rubio was asked about abortion, about whether he had advocated exceptions for rape or incest.
You don't favor a rape and an incest exception.
I have never said that, and I have never advocated that.
Yeah, and this is one of those cases where you never say never. When we looked at it, there was one instance where he was an original co-sponsor of legislation that would have allowed for an exception for rape or incest.
We've got Chris Christie fact-checking, and could it be he got through okay?
192,000 new private sector jobs in the 5.5 years I've been governor.
That's accurate. That's a true number. This is a private sector jobs. However, we looked at how New Jersey compared to other states and found that they were ranked 44th in the country in job growth during Governor Christie's time.
Which is what Brett Baer brought up.
He did. So.
All right, Eugene, will you and the team over there fact check, keep that espresso machine going? It's a long way until November 8th, 2016.
Thank you.